went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Delhi Decoded. I'm Pritika Khanna, your host, and I'm here with your weekly update from the national capital. In this podcast, each episode, we pick a pin code from Delhi and dive into the most famous buildings, landmarks, and stories from that pin code. For those of you who are from Delhi, I'm sure you have some very special memories from these places. For those of you who aren't, don't worry, I'll help you get a peek into the pulse of Delhi.
Hamari apni Delhi.
Metro services are finally resuming. I don't know about you all, but there's something about the Delhi Metro. I think it's the most efficient way to get around in Delhi. It gives you the efficiency that Delhi roads just can't, but also gives you the flexibility to catch up on some of your favorite activities like reading or watching a show. In central Delhi's 11001 is Metro Bhavan, where the head office of the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation is situated. The Delhi Metro is the largest and most successful metro service in the country. The same pin code also houses the Patel Chowk Metro Station, where the Metro Rail authorities have set up a metro museum to see the entire history of the rail service in Delhi. Patel Chowk is also a key station just from the standpoint of its location and how many government offices there, and the number of government offices that are around it. The Delhi Metro was established way back in 1995 and ended up being shut down for service for most part of its 25th year. With Unlock 4 guidelines in place, there is an effort to make life as close to normal as possible. However, the threat of an increasing number of cases still lingers. Under such a situation, opening up of a service like the Metro will definitely be a challenge. I have with me Shreya Nandi, who is my colleague at Mint, and writes on railways and metro services to help us understand what it takes to restart such a service. Thank you for joining us today, Shreya.
Hey, Pratika. Thanks for inviting me.
Under the guidelines of Unlock 4, the government has finally given permission for Metro Rail to open. According to you, what does it take to restart such a service?
So, Pratika, metro services have been closed since the end of March in Delhi and across the country. Now, after a wait of more than 5 months, services will resume from September 7th. There has to be an effort from all the sides to restart the service, that is from the citizens and as well as the policymakers and the government. Not only do changes have to be made in functioning of the trains, but also the way ticketing is done. There needs to be frequent sanitization of all facilities. Mm-hmm. The shutting down of metro services also affected the livelihood of shops, shopkeepers, rickshaw pullers, and e-rickshaw drivers who provided last mile connectivity. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs is working on a set of protocols that will be followed by all. Look at some of the best practices across the globe. All countries have made wearing of masks compulsory along with staggering passenger movement. In some cities in Europe, plastic screens have been installed between passengers. Chicago, for instance, has launched an app to see the crowd in a metro, which helps you plan your trip accordingly. In New York, ventilation systems have been installed to keep the air fresh. So in that way, we have a lot of best practices that we can bank on.
But, you know, due to COVID-19, now there are going to be a lot of restrictions in place. How would a journey in a metro be different now?
So Pratika, like everything else, a regular ride in the metro will also not be the same for passengers. From time you enter to get the ticket to exiting, there are series of changes that have been planned. When a passenger is entering, there will be thermal screening, and anyone with a temperature higher than normal body temperature will not be allowed to enter the metro. There will no longer be tokens that will be given out. Special smart card will be issued to ensure that there is less exchange of cash involved. transactions will be completely digitized and cash transactions will be limited for a while. Along with that, it will be compulsory to wear a mask during the entire journey. Even inside the train, seats will be marked to make sure that passengers follow social distancing norms. There will be signs on the floor as well to ensure that there is distance between the travelers. The train stopping time will also be increased so people have enough time to disembark. The Delhi Metro is also planning to resume services in a calibrated manner. So in the first phase, there will also be restrictions in the stations that open up along with who is allowed to use the service.
You know, such a long shutdown is bound to have an effect on the finances and the infrastructure of a service like this. How do you think that the metro services have been able to keep up?
The good part is that throughout this lockdown, there has been routine inspection to check the functioning of the operational systems and maintenance activities. Also, before services resume, all systems of the metro, including signaling, rolling stock, tracks, etc., will be tested. In a recent interview with the Business Daily, the DMRC Managing Director Mangu Singh had said that before the lockdown, that is before March, there were 6 million journeys a day. So now this translates to roughly rupees 10 crore income from ticket sales daily. Since Metro has been shut for 5 months now, DMRC will have to incur a loss of 1500 crore. He also said that there are around 400 shops in the metro stations and there will be a revenue loss on that part as well. However, the good news is also that the loss will be temporary. Once the impact of this pandemic is over, there is vaccine, when the situation stabilizes, people will slowly start getting back to the metro.
That's definitely good to hear. You know, as something that the DMRC chief also mentioned, businesses across the board are suffering. What, according to you, will be the long-term impact of the shutting down of services like this?
So shutting down public transport system that is as quick and efficient as Metro Rail will definitely hurt intra-city mobility. Not everyone owns a two or a four-wheeler, and neither can it become an alternative to a public transport. But with a continued rise in COVID-19 cases and no signs of flattening of the curve, the focus is now back on the lives versus livelihood debate. The lockdown has come with an economic cost. We saw the April-June quarter's GDP data. There was a contraction of 23.9%. And now, even the government has said that the economic recovery will depend on how the pandemic behaves in the coming days, especially in the industrialized state.
Let's see how it goes on from here. Given that the effect the lockdown has had on the economy, opening up may be the only option, but it'll definitely be slow. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shreya.
Thank you so much, Pratika. Glad to be here with you.
That's all from me this week. I'll be back next week with a new PIN code. Until then, please like, subscribe and share this episode. We are always looking to hear your thoughts and suggestions. We're ever present on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook at HT Smartcast. You can also reach out to me directly on Twitter at Pratika Khanna. Thank you so much for joining in. See you next time. Until then, stay safe and healthy.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.